Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios to talk a little bit about an event coming up here this weekend locally. The group Arise, that owns the Old Armory, the American Legion Memorial Building here on Poplar Street in Atlantic. They're hosting a garage sale here this weekend to raise some funds for ongoing work and projects. And LaVon Eblen is part of that group, and she's in with us here this morning. Thanks for coming by.
You bet. Good morning to you.
Appreciate it. Takes a lot to keep this old thing cooking, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And just remind people, you know, Rise also owns the depot, so there's always something going on.
And that needs regular maintenance, too,
yeah.
Because that's used on a more regular basis.
That's right. It's, yeah. You know, if you own, I guess, or even rent a home, you know there's always maintenance. You never get done with that.
No, it's a never-ending project, it seems. But, you know, with everything worth keeping is worth keeping nice.
Well, let's hope people think that way about about those two buildings. They're both on the National Historic Places Register.
Well, it wasn't too many years ago we weren't sure either one of them were going to survive.
That's right.
And unfortunately, Arise formed and stepped in to take care and oversee those buildings and really made a lot of upgrades and things to them.
Yeah. I mentioned Arise is Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise. And that name came about when they were working on the depot, which mm-hmm. makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. And so when the depot pretty much got done, happened that the city was trying to get rid of the armory. And we silly people decided to buy it for a dollar.
Good purchase.
Well.
It was a good purchase price, but you didn't know what you were getting into.
That's right. That's right.
But folks have been pretty generous over the years, I believe, right, in helping to fund some of the projects that need to be done?
Absolutely. Organizations and individuals. You know, it hasn't been very many years ago. We put on almost $100,000 roof. And then more recently, we had the big windows replaced, and people are very generous.
Yeah,
but you got to maintain stuff, too.
Exactly. That stuff doesn't last forever. And, it takes a lot. But to continue to be able to enjoy these facilities, too, because they have been used by a lot
Absolutely.
Of folks for a lot of different reasons.
Yes.
Of course, the chamber is housed out of the old depot. And there have been lots of different meetings and things in the conference center there, and any number of things at the old armory location.
And more and more, I think, you know, some people don't know it exists. Some people have never been there, and they're really surprised when they come in and see the availability, the facility, what's available, and how nice it looks. So weddings, birthday parties, funeral memorials, veterans meetings, and of course the veterans have an office there. Mm-hmm. And we forget sometimes to see Civil Air Patrol, right. CAP, has all of their office there and of course practices there. So it's used on a regular basis by some groups mm-hmm. and often by others.
And the facility is available for
Absolutely.
Rent for different types of activities and things. And although there have been a number of renovations there, it always seems like it's been important to continue with the integrity of what the structure was for.
And that's, we try to emphasize veterans, and of course there's the military museum there, and really honor our veterans, and yes, keep that important part of history going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit of Atlantic history
there
at the location as well. And folks can always make donations. There are different types of programs for them to be able to help on a regular basis, but also it's nice to have these type of events.
Yeah, there's two reasons to do that. One, of course, we need the funds. Mm-hmm. The other is we had gotten to storing a lot of stuff on the drill floor, and that's the next level up. It's a huge space, and I don't know about you, but most people have an attic or a room or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We might need this sometime. Well, we've gotten quite a lot of things stored. So we wanted to clear that off because maybe there's a use for that big space.
True. Well, there's a lot of history that's come through that building. That's for sure. And folks who have a couple of years on them probably can remember different events that they may have attended over their time at that location.
Dog training, archery, guns, dances, And before the high school was built, the new high school, 1937, all of the local sports, basketball, wrestling, and so on, was held there. Now, we probably don't have too many people that remember doing that, but but since then, there's been a lot of little individual things that most of us aren't even aware of that went on there.
I think I was told at one time the Globetrotters, Harlem Globetrotters,
there
played
once.
There. I think I was told that Lawrence Welk played there.
Those are two things we always mention because people go, really?
Back in the days when there was so much barnstorming going on, sometimes these performers, they were going, say, from Chicago to Denver, they would stop at a number of smaller locations in between to get some gigs in, and it was good practice for them as well, and it kind of broke up their trip, and we were fortunate to be in a good spot.
It was 1936, so Lawrence was still out there on the road.
Horse and buggy?
He was still making his name across the country. So, yeah, and then a lot of local dances, 1940s, the women, I'll have to remember or think about this, the women could get in a quarter and men 50 cents or something to come to the dance.
That was a lot of money.
Yes, it was, but a lot of good times.
We lose that much in our sofa nowadays.
And probably don't pick it up if it falls on the sidewalk.
Probably not.
So,
well, as for the garage sale itself, now this is going on this weekend,
coming up
the 1st and 2nd of May, but you've got some important dates prior to that here this week, because there's still time for folks to drop items off, right?
Yeah, some people said, well, you know, I really need to do a garage sale, but I don't get that done. So we're giving people an opportunity to donate gently used things, not mattresses or TVs, to be a part of the garage sale. And that's going on this Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 2 to 6. Just there'll be somebody there, and you can drop things off.
Okay, 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Right.
And then that gives you a little bit of time to get organized. And then May 1st and May 2nd will be the dates this weekend here for the garage sale. And it's just a typical garage sale, come and go.
Yes.
Indoors.
Yes, and on the main floor. We thought about going to the drill floor, and you got a lot of steps and stuff. So it's all on the Memorial Hall on the main floor. Friday afternoon and Saturday morning.
Okay, noon to 6 on Friday. 8 a.m. to noon is what I have here on Saturday. So opportunity for folks to come in and find their next treasure.
And it's just amazing what people are getting rid of because they're not using it. I looked at some of the things. There's some Western hats, shoes and boots, outdoor flower pots, lots of adult clothing, a lot of home decor. Mm-hmm. There's one hose reel if you need to take care of your hose. Lots of chairs of various sizes. We think there's only a few folding chairs, but there's a lot of, like, I think kitchen chairs, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Lots of those. Baskets and a bake sale.
Right. Oh, perfect.
take home a few homemade cookies or whatever. So, and this is, I haven't even looked at all of it. That's just a few things.
Sure.
So there ought to be something there that you need.
Well, and don't look at it as if it's, you know, it's all throwaway stuff. It's not. It's stuff that has a useful life left in it. Things that, whether it's clothing or are different types of items for your home, it's just, sometimes it's just things that, and sometimes it's things that were almost never used.
That's right.
We bought them, never really used them, and don't have room to store them, so let's give them to somebody that can make some use of them.
Yes, so. You're right. Lots of age there. Some really, as you say, really, really new. Some have some longer loved use. So this is not a junk sale. This is.
So have you gone through and put prices on these items, or is it just kind of a make an offer thing?
Well, it's sort of a combination. There's a whole group of things. If they're not marked, it's going to be $1.
Ah.
If it's going to be different than that, we'll have a price on it. So.
Wow. I could go to like three dances in the 1940s for that.
Absolutely.
Or pick up an item for that here today.
But now you couldn't even buy a cup of coffee for
it. No, you can't. So do you have a specific project you're working on that you're trying to generate revenue for, or does this just go into the operating budget?
This just goes into operating. I'm sure we will have a special project coming up soon, sometime. We don't have it identified. But this is just to help pay the utilities, mm-hmm. Things like we recently had to repair one of the heating units, and that was $2,400. I mean, you know.
Little things add up fast.
Yeah. And so, again, you just think about all the maintenance things there sure. are, and we have to have some money to do that, to yeah. keep things looking good and useful.
And what might seem like a little thing to folks, those things can become large things to a nonprofit.
And they just add up, yes,
absolutely. Well, and it's an old building, so you're going to have some of those older building issues that will come up time to time as well as we continue to keep moving forward. And frankly, for a long time, the building wasn't really maintained very well. So you're playing a little bit of catch-up.
Oh, yes. After the guard left, it was, if you went in there, it was just all cement and mold and pretty bad shape. And it's almost unbelievable if you saw it then and see it now, because people are pretty impressed with right. how it looks.
It's not just a lot of money that went into making it this way. It's a lot of elbow grease.
A lot, mostly volunteer work.
Mm-hmm. It took a lot of people a lot of time to be able to do those types yeah. of things, too. And it's not just sitting around having meetings deciding on different floor and wall colors.
Getting dirty.
It was actual show up in your grubbies because we're working today.
You bet.
So very good. So if folks want to help to support, this is one way that they can do that.
Right. Bring your donated things in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's this week, 2 to 6. Mm-hmm. But be sure to come and shop Friday afternoon and Saturday morning.
May 1st, noon to 6, and Saturday, May 2nd, 8 a.m. to noon. They'd love to see you there. The Armory is at, let's see if my memory serves,
201 Poplar.
201 Poplar Street here in Atlantic. And they'd love to see you down there. And just come on down and rummage around, see what's there. And if you'd like to make a donation at that time, they would accept that as well. Or if you'd like to be consider being a member of Arise, ask.
Yeah. And you can even volunteer if you're not a member.
Perfect. Very good. Hope folks take the time to do that and to support a local treasure here. LaVon Eblen, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity.